always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expect.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a scramble for votes as the House of Representatives is poised to act later today on the debt ceiling bill hammered out by the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
At least two dozen Republicans say they'll vote no on the final bill because it doesn't do enough to rein in spending. Progressive Democrats are also concerned about stricter work requirements for those on government assistance. Republicans held a closed-door meeting to rally support for the bill while White House officials briefed House Democrats this morning.
Days after a partial apartment building collapse in Davenport, Iowa, CBS's Adriana Diaz says there's concern about those still unaccounted for.
Officials say two people may still be in the rubble. We spoke to Brandon Colvin Jr., who says that includes his dad.
Where was the apartment?
It was like at the top of where it all fell down.
Colvin says his father just moved into the building in April and was excited about his new apartment.
I don't feel they've done anything to try to find him.
We want to get everybody out. And we want to do it right now.
The city is still determining how to continue its search carefully as the building's in danger of coming down at any moment.
Now to Southern California, where there's video evidence as a large crowd of teenagers kicks and punches three U.S. Marines from Camp Pendleton after an altercation. San Clemente Mayor Chris Duncan says there have been arrests.
Five were charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon. The other four were charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. They typically don't take juveniles into custody for misdemeanors, so they'll go through the process out of custody.
He says other suspects are being sought. Jury selection today in Florida in the trial of a former sheriff's deputy who's accused of failing to confront the Parkland school gunman in 2018. Max Schachter's 14-year-old son was killed that day, along with 16 others.
They no longer can be that officer that's at the end of their career, you know, in their late 50s, and just it's not just a job just to sit behind a desk.
In Sweden, Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. and European trade partners are determined to draw up codes of conduct soon for artificial intelligence technology. CBS's Jim Krasula with more on an unusual arson case.
Talk about burning through money. Authorities in Huntsville, Alabama, have charged a 26-year-old man with setting fire to seven businesses. Nicholas Hubert allegedly started each of the fires using $20 bills. The businesses suffered varying degrees of damage from the arson fires.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 248 points. The NASDAQ is down 80. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Investigators in southwest Wisconsin say a death at a campground last week is suspicious. Richland County deputies were called to Bunker Hill Campground in Cazenovia Thursday morning. Talks resumed this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club the first new increase in money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better, safer city.
With more police, answers for calls, for service, they'll be quicker. Firefighters and paramedic response times, they will be able to improve. Our libraries will continue to bring new programs, locations, and services to residents all across our city.
Lawmakers are working on a new formula for sharing state money with local communities. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out.
because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What would motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. If you were thinking about relocating, what would be the motivating factors to get you to move to another state? Is it a job? I think for a lot of us who moved away and came back to Wisconsin, it's family. But I'm just interested because as we talk about one of the recurring themes of this show, and because it's a big problem in the state of Wisconsin, is population and talent and working age population. And what are the programs and initiatives the state should be investing in to try to improve that? And I think a good way to start that question or answer that question is by asking you, put yourself in those shoes and what would get you to move somewhere? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Greg Bach is here.
Hi.
And Jane Van Nair.
I'm here too.
As always, yes. Here.
Oh, that voice. Jane, you've got such a lovely voice.
Such a lovely voice.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So I guess, Greg, have you ever lived out of state?
No.
Jane, you lived out of state for Minnesota?
For a couple of years when I was going to school.
And then would you say you came back because of family or because of work?
It was because of a job.
And why did you never leave, Greg?
I just didn't. Any opportunity to leave just didn't pan out. Like, I almost moved to Austin in 97. I chickened out because it was such a big move.
You would have bought a house in 97 in Austin. You'd
be a
millionaire
right now. I'd be so rich right now. Joe Rogan would be playing at my comedy club.
Is that thing still open?
Of course it is. It's never going to. He's got $100 million. That thing can fail for 10
That's
years.
A while.
But no, and then there was a possibility a couple of years ago of moving to Cincinnati for a job, but not for me, but for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't end up working out either. So I've always been here. And
yeah. What? Because I think there's like the pull or push aspect, right? Of you're leaving a place because you just don't like it anymore, and yeah. you gotta get out. Or you're being pulled to a place.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond, like, I'm interested in, like, beyond job opportunities or returning to family or cost of living, what actually motivates people to pick up and move? Mm-hmm. And not move, like, from Milwaukee to the suburbs, but, like, move states.
Yeah. Well, when I was going to move to Texas, it was purely just to new change of pace. You know, new, like, I've lived here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. And I loved Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he lived in Austin, so why not? But yeah, I mean, at that age, I think most people are moving at that age because they just want to get out. Yeah. There's no real motivating factor other than I want to get out.
Yeah.
For some folks, though, it is definitely weather.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I have a brother and who is in Arizona, and they love it. They lived in Florida. They've lived in Hawaii. But warm weather is a big driver for them.
Has it gotten too warm from them yet?
No. The last time we talked, I said, don't worry, we'll hold a spot for you in 10 years when it's 197 degrees and you can't go outside. So,
well, or there's no water left.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about this story from last week when they've made that new deal with the Colorado River as far as which states, like how much water and which states can take water from the Colorado River. Because I don't know if you've seen Lake Mead lately. Have they found any bodies this year? They've had a lot of bodies last year in Lake Mead.
It was kind of close to Vegas, you know? It was kind of handy.
But do you remember this? They kept finding bodies in barrels that were like clearly associated with like mob killings and just thrown in Lake Mead. But then the water levels were so low.
So hack.
They were finding barrels with bodies in
them. Just reminds me of that scene from Goodfellas where like, they're building a property up there. We got to go take the body out.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They found the barrels, everybody.
Well, I bring this up because in the ongoing negotiations developing of the state budget, in the GOP budget, they want to spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin. And how it's kind of spelled out, at least according to this WPR article, is that the agency, the WEDC, would have to spend $4 million promoting the state as an attractive place to live, work, and do business under a measure approved by Republicans on the legislature's budget committee. And so basically, they would be required, though, to put half to veterans, to trying to recruit veterans, because with their when they leave their military service, they have the option to go anywhere. So I think that's smart as far as people who are coming home, figuring out where do I want to go. Wisconsin is an appealing place, which only leaves $2 million for the rest. And I just am like, what do you spend the money on? Like, I mean, what does it look like to make Wisconsin look like an attractive place to work and do business and play?
The problem is that billboards and commercials won't do it. And you can't just say, it's like, I'm from the WEDC. I'm here to recruit you, Kristen, to come work in Wisconsin. The companies that need workers need to go to these places and do the campaigning.
Well, and WEDC is a semi like public private organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Scott Walker.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to share with us, text or call, what would it take for you to move to another state? John from Menominee Falls says, there's not much that would get me to move to another state. I am, however, considering moving to another country. One where people are actually allowed to make their own medical choices without government interference, and one where I'm less likely to be killed just going to the grocery store because we have so many guns. I don't think John is alone in that.
I don't think John's alone in that either.
Have fun in Australia.
There's trans people who are like, I'm moving out of this country.
I totally understand safety or lack of faith in the system. I understand that now. Like 10 years ago, you're like, you're not moving to Canada. But now, I mean, I know at least three people who have moved to Canada or to Europe because their spouses have gotten jobs in those places. And they, like, one is he considered himself an expat in Scotland, and he's going to be going for Scottish citizenship. Like
he's like, I'm not coming home.
He's like, I'm done with that. I've got health care. I've got my kids are taken care of. Like, we're good here, and I love it here. And he's like, not looking back. So I get that now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would love to move to another country, but it's more selfish. Like, who doesn't want to live in Italy?
Would you though? Like, if you knew you could like get citizenship and get a job. Which, because like I think I'm at the point where I was gone for so long and lived in so many different places. And now that I'm back, Wisconsin's not perfect anyway, but like being this close to my parents, being this close to Mike's family, creating the community that we're creating here with the friendships that we have and like the jobs that we both have, as far as like we can't just pick up and do this from somewhere else. Like, he's an event planner that has all of his connections in Milwaukee. Well, and like, I have a show called As Goes Wisconsin. I can't really do this from like Kentucky or like Italy. But you know what I mean? And so like, that's becoming so valuable and like brings me a lot of happiness now that like, I don't know. Like, that's a big thing to give up now, even though there are problems in the state and problems in the country.
Well, when you put it like that, then no, of course I'm here because all the things I'm doing between, I mean, the club and another opportunity that's come up that I will share later on in when it's totally solid. But like, those things are, they keep me here. We have a home. We bought a home.
Yeah.
We put money. So like, when you say like, when you can't take those tangible things out, then yeah, I'm here. Do I want to live somewhere else someday? Maybe. I mean, I lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it's like you had the opportunity to live somewhere else and you came back.
Are you saying that I have experience?
I'm saying, whatever. I was trying to say something really smart, Alki, but everything I thought of was just really mean and it's like not cool. But like, yeah, I just would love to live somewhere else. And I'm not saying it has to be Italy or someone like whatever. It's just, hey, let's live in Louisville for 5 years. Mm-hmm. See what that's like. And then be like, all right, if we come home, we come home. If we stay there, if we move somewhere else. It's just that thing of 45 years in one state, I do get that feeling of what else is out there? It's hard to be like, oh, we went to New Orleans. Well, we were on vacation. I have a job there. So
yeah.
And I think it's hard too, especially now, just because things are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big monetary, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
To pick up and move an entire household to another state or another country.
About 5 years ago, Bridget and I had a plan to leave Wisconsin, and we were going to move to the Pacific Northwest. Our plan was to be in Seattle by 2019, and we were talking about it, and we were like, expense, 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 and we realized anywhere we wanted to move, whether it was in California, Northern California, Oregon, or Washington, everywhere would be expensive. Expense could no longer be a detractor because it's just the way it is now. Everywhere you want to live is expensive. Now, granted, Seattle is very expensive, but if you can make it work, you can make it work. I know people who are comedians who live in Seattle and San Francisco. I could make it work. So, but yeah, we just had to say at one point, the expense can't be what keeps us from doing it anymore because anywhere we want to live is expensive or it's starting to get expensive because every city is doing that now.
Yeah. Well, it's super interesting. And I think there's, like I said, I think there's push and pull motivators.
Yeah.
As far as we talked to someone last week who's leaving Chicago to come to Milwaukee because it's getting too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that trend in a lot of major cities of people leaving New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, because it's so expensive. And one thing I want to talk about when we come back is people potentially leaving because of home insurance rates, because of climate change. Mm-hmm. And is that going to be a push motivator for people to potentially come to the Rust Belt? But we'd love to hear from you. What would actually motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. And I guess you could throw another country in there if you're like, there's no other state I would move to, but I would move to another country. We would love to hear from you. 844-96-PARTY. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking. providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 88. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 63. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
From our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Mettmeyer. And he is...
Love Billy Joel.
Greg Pak.
Yeah, hi.
Or Billy Joel.
No. I'm not... Oh, my God, no.
You do a good impression.
I'm not the piano man. I'm Greg.
You're Greg.
Yeah.
And we are talking about what motivates people to move and, like, make a big move, make a state move, because... Now there's going to be $4 million, potentially. There's proposed $4 million. It's been passed in the Wisconsin State Legislature's Finance Committee to add that to the budget for the WEDC to try to get people to move to Wisconsin. $2 million of that has to be spent specifically on trying to recruit military veterans to move here. But this reminds me a little bit. So when I was doing stand-up, I had a joke. I had a fair amount of like Wisconsin jokes in my 8-minute set. And I remember this was like circa 2018-ish. And like a year prior to that, Scott Walker, when he was still governor, had done something similar, except it was a $1 million ad campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
So basically, Wisconsin launched a $1 million ad campaign to try to get people to move there. And they were promoting... lower cost of living, no traffic, and outdoor activities. And my joke went, really? $1 million? To tell people that Wisconsin's inexpensive, unpopulated, and you can go ice fishing 8 months out of the year? That's like paying for Tinder and then expecting matches when your profile says, I'm cheap, unpopular, and prefer sex in public. I got a slight shot right there's a laugh.
It's the way you delivered it, too.
sing song.
It just seems like it seems a hilarious amount of money to me for what you want to do, like to really convince people to make that move.
Like, does advertising work in this situation?
No, it doesn't. I see billboards for Oconomowoc all the time. I don't go there.
What do the billboards say?
Oconomowoc.
That's all. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say what to do there.
A beach.
It's not like the miles of wall drug billboards when you're driving into Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And like, you're just like mile after mile of just wall drug.
No.
Can't wait. Get excited. And then you get there. You're like, what is this place?
Yeah. I've been duped. Yeah. I mean, it's a picture of somebody on a beach, someone licking ice cream. It's like, Oconomowoc. Blah, blah. Who cares? You know, I just... Like, if you really want to... I feel like if you really want to do something, there should be spend $2 million on a study on what needs to be done.
I think WDC has done that. I had a friend who contracted with them to do some social media stuff.
Yeah.
And they had done a study as far as like, what are the obstacles in the way of getting people to move to Wisconsin? And she said one of the biggest findings they found, like they had, was kind of just our general reputation.
Of being podunk?
Yeah. Yeah. Of being like the character Charlie Barron's plays. Yeah.
Really?
Like that's what the state is made up of, is like podunk, don't you know, Wisconsin types. And I get that because I know, like, I think Milwaukee's very cool. And I think most of my friends who live on the coast and in some of the big cities, like, if they were to ever come here, and I'm still mad at them because most of them have not yet, like, they would realize, as most people do when they visit Milwaukee for the first time, it's like, oh, like, this city's really cool. Like, I had no idea. People have I've heard a similar response to, like, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the assumption is Packers, cheese.
Sausage.
Cows.
Beer. And it's not like, what would I do there? I will admit, like, there was even a time when before I moved back that I was like, well, what would I do for work there?
When you have people coming through the club or people coming through the brewery, all the time they're saying things like, I had no idea it was this beautiful. I had no idea you had these things. I'm like, also enjoy $6 beer and very cheap parking. I mean, there are cases to be made to get people to move here. And it's, how are they going to target this money to do so? Just putting some billboards up isn't going to do it. Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to another state? Beverly from Richland Center joins us. Hey, Beverly, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that if the Wisconsin legislature is really serious about wanting to entice people to come to Wisconsin, the most important thing they need to do is get rid of that 1849 abortion ban.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Beverly.
You know what?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of women who probably would, not only do they not want to move here, they don't want to come to med school here.
What young woman would want to move here right now with the way things are currently?
And we don't have legalized weed.
Right.
Go to any of the other states surrounding us.
I mean, my sister who loves the state, same thing, Bev, too. She said, I don't want to move here. So I don't want to move back here because of the restrictions. I'm like, fair.
Beverly, have you lived in Wisconsin your whole life?
No, I've bounced around, but I grew up in Wisconsin and wanted to come back. Came back when I retired, but I came back to a very different Wisconsin than the one I left.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you move back, Beverly?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the apex of the change.
Yeah. Yep. Not the same state.
Nope. Nope at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Beverly. But yeah, I think that's a really, like, but that goes back to politics, right? As far as, like, we've said a couple weeks ago, like, would you not only move to, let alone just vacation to Florida right now?
Not a chance.
And, you know,
pay me.
The amount of people who, and my Dr. Mike, his like fantasy football team was trying to pick a place to do their draft, and they do a trip and stuff like that. They wanted to go somewhere warm, but they were having a hard time. And like someone threw out Florida, and basically the whole team, all of them said no.
Wow.
And but then they're also struggling because they're like, wait,
what's left?
What's left that isn't doing like anti-LGBTQ policies and all this other stuff that's like, but still warm. It's not a lot.
Virginia.
Do they have a football team? I think they're choosing places that have football teams. I don't know.
Oh, I think they're just doing a draft like a bunch of dorks.
They are dorks. All right. We're going to keep this going. I think this is an interesting conversation. There's a couple more things I want to touch on. But what would motivate you to move to another state? Either because you're running from something or moving to something. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Government safety regulators proposing to step up standards for automatic braking. NHTSA Chief Counsel Ann Carlson.
It's going to require that these systems fully avoid other vehicles at up to 50 miles per hour when a driver fails to react.
Last-minute arm-twisting in Washington as the House is set to vote later today on the plan to raise the debt ceiling. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
There's a lot of pressure for lawmakers, no matter whether they like the deal, they don't like the deal, they don't think their team got enough, to find a way to compromise and move forward.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans to enter the GOP presidential race next week. CBS News political contributor Joel Payne.
Probably Christie is a bit of a stalking horse for some other Republicans who can land some blows on Donald Trump in a way that maybe other Republicans aren't uniquely set up to do. Mm-hmm. But he is not in a position to win the Republican primary.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. A group of Republican lawmakers introducing a bill to change Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. It increases the penalty for performing an abortion and specifies which medical procedures would be allowed to save a pregnant woman's life. Attorney General Josh Call and a group of doctors are suing to overturn the 1849 ban. They say a 1985 law allowing abortions up to the point of viability takes precedence. The case is expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Summer in Wisconsin means pavement buckling season. The Department of Transportation warning drivers about high heat over the next few days, which makes conditions perfect for pavement to expand and buckle. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night by a score of 7-2. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we've been talking about what could actually get people, motivate people to move, more specifically motivate them to move to Wisconsin. But, you know, because you're not an expert and I'm not an expert on migration trends, personally, just at trying to figure out what gets you to move. 844-967-2789. Is there something beyond a job opportunity or family that, like, oh, we should move to this state because they're doing XYZ thing? I can think of cost of living. But, you know, and we're bringing this up because the GOP budget would spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin and would give that money to WEDC to try to run programs to do just that. Now, that is less than half of the $10 million
that Tony Evers set aside for talent development in his budget. And so one of the some of the things, and that's what, at least in the WP article I read, beyond the military veterans component, there wasn't a lot of like programming.
Mm-hmm.
But in Evers, he called for the WEDC to continue a partnership with the Department of Military Affairs to recruit veterans post-discharge, proposed new programs to attract workers to Wisconsin, doesn't say anymore, including a concierge program for new arrivals to the state.
Ooh.
Concierge.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Let me show you a fine array of cheeses.
Let me show you a fine twist-off wine.
See, our nicest cranberry wine. I hope you like sugar.
Have you ever had cheese in a bucket?
And incentivizing housing and childcare development in local communities. It also would have funded a pilot program aimed at retaining graduates of Wisconsin colleges. So those seem like a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
And the child, again, we've talked about this and we will continue to keep talking about the childcare component is huge. It's huge.
Which states actually do have subsidized childcare?
Doesn't Michigan now?
Do
and,
they?
And Minnesota? I will check.
You check. Because that was my video for this week for Journal Sentinel, was talking about another recurring theme we've talked about in this show a fair amount is childcare. And I made a joke about how I am still not on the daycare waiting list, which...
Oh, my God.
Do you even know? Because you don't have kids, but do you know that that's a big deal that I'm yes. not on a waiting list yet? Right? Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It'll be a very fast thing. We have a very good friend. One of Bridget's best friends runs two daycares on the North Shore. So mind you, listeners, my wife and I do not want to have children. But she said this to us. She goes, if you have a kid, you will get free daycare from me. I was like, that makes it worth it.
Can you introduce me? Although I don't know if I want to drive to the North Shore.
Yeah, you're not driving to the North Shore.
No.
No.
Not driving to the North Shore and then driving to Waukesha.
Honestly, from where you live, it's not that far.
But am I going to drive to North Shore and then drive to Waukesha?
I'm trying to help here.
I know. But I made that video talking about it, and reading the comments is heartbreaking. Like the comments on this week's video of the amount of people who are quitting, who quit their jobs or are working another job, or just all of the scenarios that they're in, or people who were childcare providers who quit because they're like, I can't. I mean, basically at this point, because what did Brooke say when we talked to Brooke Skidmore, who owns her own
daycare?
Daycare that the wage is like $12 an hour.
Yes.
Which you can definitely make more at like McDonald's or Culver's right mm-hmm. now than that.
Absolutely. There's a ton of places you can get more than 12 bucks an hour.
And then there was some jerk who didn't, because I described it as a market failure, which it is.
Yeah.
Because supply is not meeting demand. And also the price point is not meeting what people can afford.
Absolutely.
Which is what a market failure is. And some jerk was like, oh, obviously the Journal Sentinel is like their economic understanding is really lacking here. And I was like, what?
I love when you do, bros. I mean, the other thing is, too, is like the other part of it is, like, I've had friends who have kids in daycare, and it's like, if your kid is sick, they have to go home until they're better, and you're still paying for all that time. You go on vacation, you're paying for, like, there's no wiggle room. They have you by the scruff. You are at their mercy. And to me, it's like, why not open a daycare where you're like, hey, we'll work with you. Mm-hmm. We have plans and options. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like such a scam to me to a certain point. I mean, like, I'm sure there are great places and great people. I'm not saying there aren't, but it just feels like you have no choice. This is what you're in for it. And too bad. Have a good day.
Like, this is, like, they're obviously doing the best that they can, too, of like, this is how much space we have. This is what we have to pay our people. This is how many people we have. And for when the younger they are, the higher the ratio. It's like two babies to like one provider.
Yeah.
And so the ratios are, this is what I'm saying, where it's just like, it is a broken system and it's going to cost someone money, but individuals, it's like, it's just not feasible. And so, did you find where?
In Minnesota, this is from January, and I believe the Governor Walz passed this. So at that time from January, families making under $200,000 with one child could get up to $4,000 a year for childcare costs. Families with two kids, up to $8,000. Families with three children could see up to $10,500. The governor also proposed expanding availability for public pre-K seats for about 25,000 kids, and the state trying to address the child care worker shortage by increasing compensation.
I hear things like that, and I'm like, why do I live in this state? I don't have kids, but why do I live in this state? I feel like,
oh. So literally, because I was just going to say, we have a comment on the Facebook Live that's from Patrick saying, I'd choose Minnesota in a minute. It has the education and income level of the coastal states without the expense. Wisconsin is just mediocre, like Missouri and Indiana. Ouch!
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 Like Indiana, it's like, hey, there's some good spots in Indiana, but Missouri, Patrick, you.
The Ozarks are really pretty.
Was that?
The Ozarks.
You can't do anything there but just look. I mean, like,
you can be on the water.
You're not moving there for the Ozarks.
Or sell heroin if you watched Ozarks.
And if you think Wisconsin has political problems, Missouri is a nightmare.
Certainly. Yeah.
Missouri is a nightmare. And the one thing I want to say to Patrick, because I lived up there for about 3 years, they have the biggest mosquitoes I have ever seen in my entire life.
In Minnesota?
Versus
Minnesota.
Texas?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Huh.
They pick up small children. They're never seen.
Well, you know what? I'll get to that in my roundup. But
okay.
It's fine.
Well, and then another thing I think is going to be interesting as far as a push motivator of running from something. And you've brought this up multiple times, Jane, as far as Florida, but this is happening in multiple places. And even as, and it's not just red states, but insurance prices. And so State Farm won't insure any more California homes.
Wow.
State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California because of financial toll of paying out fire damage claims, citing rising construction costs and rapidly worsening wildfire season. State Farm said it was a necessary decision to improve the company's financial strength. But like a goodish neighbor, State Farm is still somewhat there. Existing customers won't lose their coverage, and personal auto insurance won't be affected either. So that was the first time I've heard it for California.
Me too. I know, but it's been going on in Florida.
And so, and I also saw that not just in Florida, but in like the risk, like the rise in flood insurance across the South, like Louisiana is terrible. And again, I mean, it's for if you have the means to move, but it also just feels like there's people who, I mean, it's gone from like $600 a year for some people to $8,000 a year.
For insurance. So their
insurance is more than their mortgage.
Do you need to, are you required to have fire insurance in California if you have a home?
Probably not.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking because if American Family does something like that, that will lead other big time insurance companies to do the same thing.
State Farm.
Oh, sorry, State Farm. But then leaving these people who want fire insurance to have to deal with not so reputable organizations, like, yeah, totally, we'll insure you. And then they get scammed because they have no choice. Because if State Farm's doing it, then, you know, what's going to say that the next $1 billion insurance company won't do the same thing, saying, well, we're going to do that too. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because in the article I read about flood insurance costs rising, some people have to have flood insurance,
yes, right?
Especially
do.
If you've gotten a payout before,
yeah,
yep.
And so you have to, and so I don't know, because often there's also the people who, like I said, you're so attached to your home. So is that a motivator, or are people just going to choose to not who can not have insurance, mm-hmm. just roll the dice?
I think there's going to be a lot of rolling the dice. I do, because unfortunately, these climate events are not lessening. They are going to increase. Mm-hmm. And this is going to continue to be a problem going forward. It just is. I mean, look at the fires they just had in Canada.
I know.
That the haze, we got the haze from Canada, from the wildfires up there. So this is not good.
Not good. Also
hey,
not
everybody.
Good. Also not
Happy
good.
Happy Wednesday.
For Wisconsin, we are now officially hotboxed in.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
We are officially hotboxed in. As of yesterday, Minnesota now has legal marijuana.
We are so pathetic in
and
this sense.
Iowa, even that little touch of Iowa that we border with, they have medical marijuana, legalized medical marijuana. So we are literally hotboxed in. And so I don't know if that's enough. Like, what was it? Like something like 75% of our population lives within a 75-minute drive now of buying legal marijuana.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that would be a motivator enough to move entirely, because you're like, well, I can just drive to get it other places and risk coming over the border with it, especially in small doses.
Yeah.
But not a winning policy right now.
I am not someone who does the drugs, but the fact that Wisconsin doesn't do this would say a lot to me about the legislative agendas.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do this, then what else won't you do? You have an abortion ban from when slavery was happening? No, thank you.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to a different state? Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling. What do you think? Eric,
I seem to have lost you.
Oh, no, we got you. Nope, Eric, can you hear us now?
Yep, can you hear me? Okay. All right, sorry, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to give you kind of asked the question. I kind of figured I've moved quite a few times in my life, and I just wanted to give a rundown and then go from there, I guess.
Okay.
Well, when I was six, my parents divorced, so my mom took me and my small sister, younger sister, to Wisconsin. So we left Detroit and moved to Wisconsin at six. Lived in Racine, Greendale, Sturtevant, a couple different places around there. When I was 18, I joined the military, the Navy to be exact. I was actually 17, left home at 18, but joined at 17. Ended up in North Carolina after living in Norfolk for a while for school and boot camp and things. Orlando for boot camp, I'm sorry. And then I was in Northern California, Humboldt County, strangely enough, for the military. Then I was discharged while I was in the military. I had a chance to play volleyball for the Navy, and I went down to San Diego for training camp, and it was the most amazing 2 weeks of my life as far as climate in March after living in the Midwest my whole life. And so I was determined, and I moved to San Diego after I got discharged, basically homeless, but I was going to live in San Diego. Never quite. I ended up homeless, slept in my car a couple of times, but And then I got accepted into UWM in the early 90s and moved back to Wisconsin and moved there because I got into UWM and I anticipated playing volleyball for UWM, and that didn't quite work out. But I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years and loved living in Milwaukee, back in Wisconsin, all that stuff. In the early 2000s, my now wife, girlfriend at the time, we moved to North Carolina with a business idea. That was why, because we literally had a financial partner here, and out of respect and not competing with that financial partner, we went to North Carolina and lived there for 13 years. During that time, we had our child. And at that point in time, prior to moving back, we decided to come home to Wisconsin. Friends, family, the experience. And me personally, I didn't like North Carolina. It's in the South and it's very hot. And then when I returned as well, you know, even while we were gone and watching what was happening in Wisconsin with the recall and Act 10 and everything like that, we knew we were coming back to a different Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Eric, unfortunately, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But that is quite the story as far as how many times you've moved. I thought I moved a lot. But
I'm tired just from listening.
I know. All right. Well, when we come back, Greg's weekly roundup. Are you ready? I'm ready. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Images, we all have them.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not
This is not the Marcus of Queensbury gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. Lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
from Ashkosh, Wisconsin, to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is Greg's Weekly Roundup.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, five headlines you may have read, then skipped altogether. Let's see. Let's start with some science news.
Science.
In a scientific report published Friday, scientists have pinpointed the thing that attracts mosquitoes to humans, and that thing is a good personality and a kind heart.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not true at all. It's body odor.
Really?
So, wash yourself, stinky. The bugs want your blood.
It's body odor?
Yeah, they did an experiment. They were doing experiments on the specific types of body odor people have and what, you know, it doesn't mean like your BO, it just means like your natural scent.
So that's why some people are
exactly.
So more.
That's why yeah. Like that's why those Minnesota mosquitoes are just stealing the children. They stink. They're stinky kids. Let's see here. Let's do some international news. A spy whale believed to be working for Russia is on the move towards Sweden. When asked for a comment, the whale said, "Spy whale, you gain a few pounds during the pandemic and everyone has an opinion on your body, huh?" Thank you.
They think there's a whale working on behalf of the Russians?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Wait, is it an actual whale?
An actual whale.
And they think it's like, what, has spy gear
around it.
Attached to it?
Yeah. It's being tracked. It's literally being
so
tracked.
So is that more or less covert than the monster balloon that was flying over Montana?
I'd say more entertaining.
Do you think the whale consented to this?
I'd watch a movie about this. Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
There's a lot of whale news. Did you hear about the orcas that are like sinking boats?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Basically, there was a white Gladys. The original orca.
Of course.
It's yeah.
A white lady named Gladys.
And then she's recruited her friends, and they're like I'm on the shores of Gibraltar.
No. Gibraltar.
Thank you.
Sure.
Those orcas are like, "Do you even live in this neighborhood? I'll call the cops." Just pow, just sink their ships.
All right, go ahead.
In entertainment news, in entertainment news, 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his fourth grandchild into the world with his
grandchild.
Hold on, I'm getting the joke. Jeez, woman, stepping on my joke. She ruined it. His 29-year-old. Oh wait, I'm reading this wrong. See, that's where I was going with this. A joke. Read that incorrectly. 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his fourth child into the world with his 29-year-old girlfriend. So tell me more about your just and loving God.
Sorry. You told me about it this morning, and I
understand that.
I didn't know that was the way the joke was going to go.
I have a process.
Okay.
A process. All right. And then sad international news.
Sad.
I need you to stay with me on this one because it's sad, but I'll hopefully turn it around. Claire Nowland, a 95-year-old great-grandmother who was tasered by the police in her New South Wales, Australia nursing home last week, has died. There's nothing funny about this, except for what was written in the original story I'm looking at here, where it says, at the time she was tasered, she was approaching the police, it is fair to say, at a slow pace. She was using a walker, but she had a knife, which, as we all know, is all an American cop would need to just shoot her. So
So she had a knife.
She had a knife.
She was approaching police slowly.
In a walker. With a walker.
And they tased her?
They tased her. And then she went to the hospital. And she died.
Is there ramifications for
the
police?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to sue them.
Why was she walking towards them with a knife?
She's 95. My guess is she wasn't all there.
Yeah, that's fair.
She probably thought they were an intruder. And if they were holding a taser at them, she may have been like, it's on. Mad Max style. We're doing this.
That's all I got.
Yeah. And then finally, nearly 2,000 corporate workers at Amazon, have pledged to walk off the job on Wednesday, today, to signal a lack of trust in companies' leaderships. Organizers of the walkout said the employees have committed to participating in to call attention to employee frustrations on multiple fronts, including the company's push to get workers to the office at least 3 days a week. Warehouse and fulfillment employees were asked if they would walk out in solidarity, responding, I'm sorry, I just finished a 3-minute lunch break. What was the question? With another one saying, I don't have time for this. I have to go pee in a bottle. And that was your...
Greg's Roundup.
Roundup.
That Amazon joke is good. Thank because you. They're, so they're walking out because they have to go back to the office.
I go to the office 3 days a week. I get paid in stock options and I...
Yeah, I would say the so tale hopeful. Of two cities of Amazon workers in the corporate offices versus the warehouses are pretty different.
Yeah.
Are you being baked alive inside of a warehouse? No, you're not. Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. You have to go to the office on Friday because you accidentally forgot you scheduled a weekend away. Ugh, I hate you, Ted.
All right.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Good job,
Thank
Greg.
You. Thanks a lot.
We love this segment.
I love this segment, too.
All right. Well, coming up for the rest of today's show, in the next hour, we have two incredible guests. Michael Wagner is going to be back. Michael Wagner is the professor of journalism and mass communications at UW-Madison, and he is going to be talking about a survey that the Center for Communications and Civic Renewal did last fall as far as how deep are our political divides in this state and how many relationships are we ruining.
Can we just get along?
It. Yes. Right. So he'll be here to talk about that survey and what it tells us. And then Senator Kelly Royce is going to be back to talk about all the missed opportunities we have right now when it comes to the budget. And when we look at other states and the investments they're making.
Weed.
Yes. So stick around for that. And then in the last hour, we are going to have, as goes Wisconsin's, inaugural spelling bee in honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which right now the quarterfinals are happening.
Underway now.
Yes. Underway right now. There is a Wisconsin kid. I don't know if I think he's still in it. As of this morning, he was still in it. But we, and then the semifinals are tonight, finals are tomorrow. I love the spelling bee. I can't, what these kids do, I'm not even, because we have a specific theme for our spelling bee today. And I honestly don't, I think I'd be out on round one. We're going to have grace for all of our contestants though, because this is supposed to be fun and it's a safe space.
Not me. Spelling bees and volleyball. That's where I get competitive.
Ooh.
Baby. And bowling.
You and Eric, you should have asked Eric where you play some volleyball with him. Are you real? I never know.
I can turn into a different person. When
you're
I play.
A volleyball player?
I love playing volleyball.
Do you yell at people?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well, all of that and more when we come back from the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I'm so over this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss?
Mr. Jefferson, welcome.
Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you.
If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.